That is the latest from Iron and Wine on KX93.5. We are Laguna's only FM. Good morning, a little after 9 o'clock. We've been talking about it all morning, and we're very excited to officially be joined live on the phone by one of the lead singers of the Mowglis. Michael is on the
Hello.
Line. Good morning. Hi.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
Good. We rarely do live interviews in radio, so don't say any bad words.
I won't, and I'm very honored to be a part of one of your rare live interviews.
Thank you very much. Michael's from the band The Mowglis, who are playing tonight at the Observatory Orange County. We're, in fact, by the way, giving some tickets away on our Twitter right now at twitter.com/KX93.5. Now, I said one of the lead singers because your band has a hell of a lot of people in it.
There are, in fact, 8 lead singers.
That's an unbelievable amount. So what role do you take as a lead singer?
I play the guitar, and I hold it down, and I'm sort of sometimes the loud one.
Okay, you're the loud one.
Yeah, but I'm also one of the harmonious ones. So
I feel like you should all be harmonious.
We are when we're in tune with one another. There are definitely times when we're clashing a little bit. But
we're
always striving for harmony.
How does this start? How do you get 8 people together and decide you want to make a band with that many individuals?
It started with 2 people, and then 3, and then one by one, everyone was a part of it. And I think it came from sort of a dream of wanting to be in a band with a bunch of friends all playing together.
So you're cool with that? Like, there's no regrets about adding that many people to the band?
No, definitely not. And I hope to add more over time. The whole premise of the Mowglis is that we kind of started it with the intention to help change the world a little bit with, like, the spreading of love and positivity and, like, the joy that we embed in the music.
Yeah.
And everyone is invited to be a part of that, which means if you want to come on stage and sing with us, we'd love to have you. If you want to dance with us, we'd love to have you be a part of whatever we're doing to find some way for you to participate. Because it's this weird, phenomenal thing that occurs when people are in it together, especially when they're singing together. That's like really when people can tune to the same wavelength and their brains can fit into the same pattern. And there's something about that togetherness that I think is truly magic. You can feel it when you're at a big show and everyone's singing the words together. There's something that happens there. There's like a certain unity, and it's almost like prayer in a weird way, but it's something greater than that. It's just a feel goodness. It like puts you in the right mood for the day.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. What a positive, refreshing take. So do in fact people come on stage and you don't kick them off? Does that happen at every show?
What usually happens is, I think it's more polite, we invite people onto the stage.
Okay.
And often, like, depending on the venue and what their standards are, like, for when we play San Francisco, we usually just have everyone come on stage, and a lot of the times people are too shy, sometimes no one comes on, but other times we just, like, get, you know, a bunch of people up there, and you can't tell where the crowd begins and the band ends, you know, it's just like we're all there and it's one thing, and sometimes if the venue is like not okay with the people being on there, we'll go in the crowd and sing songs with them.
Well, given that you're playing almost a hometown show tonight, that you're in Orange County, I feel that the Mowglis will have a warm reception when that happens, don't you think?
I hope so. Yeah, I really hope so. I like it down there in Santa Ana. The Observatory is a great spot. I'm excited for the show and really excited to see who's going to come out. We haven't done a show there since November, and last time it was with Walk Off the Earth, and we were playing to people who had never heard of us before.
Right, right. And Walk Off the Earth is a great band, too. We play them a lot on our station.
They're incredible, and they're like such amazing showmen. They put on the best evening of entertainment ever.
So speaking of which, how does it feel to have made the transition from the opener to the front act?
It's crazy. I don't know how I feel about that. I'm excited. I'm really, really stoked, and I'm ready to play a longer set. Because when we're the opener, it's like 25 minutes. You know, tonight we're going to go out and do over an hour, and it's going to just totally rock.
That's awesome.
And yeah.
Well, what's cool about the timing of your band is that you know, San Francisco is now getting huge. You know, although it's been out for a while, it's been out since 2012, early 2012. But now it's just about 2 weeks. Your new album is coming out, so people just discovering your old stuff. suddenly get new Mowgli's records. So well done, Team Love, or whoever did the record timing.
Thank you. Yeah, it's I think we're in surrender to the flow, and it seems to be aligning perfectly, which is just, I guess, it's the luckiness of this whole thing.
Yeah. How much has the late night gig helped you? I know you played on Kimmel. Did you do any other late night shows?
We did Kimmel. We did Late Night with Conan O'Brien. And we did The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, which we're doing again in 2 weeks on June 20th,
okay.
2 days after the record comes out. They help immensely. It gets us like exposure to millions of people. And that familiarity is invaluable, because once somebody recognizes you, they're like more inspired to potentially listen to it, or maybe even come out to a show or share it with a friend. It's incredible the results that we've seen from being able to participate in those shows.
How frantic is it being rushed in and off of the stage for one quick song on those late shows? Did you enjoy it?
I love it. I love the chaos. I thrive on it. It's just so fun. And it gets your adrenaline going. It keeps things exciting and fresh. And it really holds you accountable for being at your best.
Yeah.
And it kind of is like, what can you take? You know, like, how bad do you want it to sound good?
We are on the phone again, with Michael from the Mowgli's. He's one of the lead singers of the 8-person band. They're playing tonight at the Observatory in Orange County. You probably know their song San Francisco, which, by the way, let's talk about the video of that. I enjoy all of your acting.
Thank you.
someone should go online and watch this right now to see what I mean. Were you told to do those things? Was the video your idea? I mean, there's a lot of stuff happening.
We were approached by Justin Baldoni. He wrote us an email, said he really loved the song, and he was all about what the band was doing and the message of the band, and
okay.
just like the idea of spreading love. And and he kind of was like, you know, what are you guys interested in? And we were talking to him, and he came up with this idea about kind of like us spreading the love. So it manifested into random acts of kindness and us just like doing nice things for people and cool ways of doing that. So you have like the moment where we convince the cop, you know, not to write the ticket and instead just give the guy a hug.
Yeah.
That he got pulled over, you know, or we like give the flowers to the guy and trip the girl into his arms and, you know, like maybe a love sparks from that. It was really cool collaboration, but, you know, I gotta hand it over to Justin because he really like, he had a vision for what the video could be. He brought it to us. He invited us to brainstorm with him, and what came out of it was that incredible, like, madness of mousetrap almost.
Yeah, no,
like,
it's really fun.
Falling. Yeah, it's super cool, and it was a great learning experience. It felt like being in a really fun play.
Yeah. Again, the song's called San Francisco. The new album comes out in about 11 days, I guess, Waiting for the Dawn.
June 18th.
How is the... have you expanded on the positivity message, the spreading love message? What can we expect from it?
I think that you can expect some fun music that hopefully will hit you right in the heart.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're thrilled for it, man. We'll be the first ones to play it over here in Laguna. We've got a little non-commercial beachside radio station. You know, we've supported you for a long time, so we're big fans of you guys.
Oh, nice. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
I'm so happy to hear that.
We will get you in studio. We almost did it today, but we will get all 8 of you in studio for a live performance, I promise, next time you're
okay,
around.
Down. Yeah, we're down. Sorry it couldn't work out today, but we are coming. Know that.
All right. Awesome, dude. Michael from the Mowgli's, we're going to play the song San Francisco right now. You can see them tonight at the Observatory in Orange County. We are giving away one last pair of tickets at twitter.com/KX935. Thank you so much, Michael. You rule.
You're so welcome. I hope everyone has a great day. Thanks again.
Oh, do you want it? You have 10 seconds to introduce your own song on the radio. Do you want to do it?
Okay. Hey, guys. Thanks for listening. If you can, go out and perform a random act of kindness. This is San Francisco by the Mowgli's.